September 14th, 2014. Blessed Mother says, Praise be to Jesus. Today I have been sent to address all church leaders. Dear sons, your silence on the topic of terrorism is deafening. Gruesome crimes are being committed in the name of religion. Whole nations are being overpowered by violence. What is your stand? Remember, not to choose a side is to choose. You cannot tolerate any sin without condoning it. Each of you has been given the role of leadership within church circles. When you stand before my son, he will ask of you an accounting. It will not matter who agreed or disagreed with you in the world. What will matter is, did you pander to evil, or did you support righteousness? You cannot lead in silence. You must make known your support for righteousness in order to be a righteous leader. Live up to the office you have been given without fear, but trust. Not to do so is to usurp your power. The church is in the world and must lead its followers through these perilous times. If violent terrorists say they are acting in the name of their God, who are you acting on behalf of by remaining silent? You must act in holy boldness, without fear of reprisals. Leadership grants you a very definitive role in the world today. Use it to build up the kingdom of God in truth. Bring souls into the light of truth. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1 through 5. But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of stress. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, inhuman, implacable, slanderers, profligates, fierce, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding the form of religion but denying the power of it. Avoid such people. Another note to read 2 Timothy chapter 1, 13 through 14. Follow the pattern of the sound words which you have heard from me, in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Guard the truth that has been entrusted to you by the Holy Spirit, who dwells within us.